This exercise is called building self-compassion. Make sure you are in a quiet space where you will not be interrupted for the duration of this exercise. I would allow at least 15 minutes. Take a few moments just to breathe. When you are ready, you can allow your eyes to close, or if this is challenging, you can focus on a spot before you rest your gaze on that spot. Gradually allow your body to settle while you breathe gently in and out. Bring your attention to your body in the chair. Perhaps press your feet onto the floor, noticing your strength as you do this. Notice how the muscles in your feet, calves, and thighs tighten at your command. As you breathe in and out, also notice your own strength and how solid the ground feels beneath the soles of your feet. Now release and notice the sensation of just relaxing those muscles. And that while even relax, the ground is solid beneath your feet. When you are ready, bring an image of yourself to mind, and this image should be the you that you imagine at the time of the trauma you have been working on. So if you were young at the time, for example, imagine your younger self as fully as possible. If more recent, imagine yourself as you were then. Whatever age you were at the time of the trauma, imagine yourself at that age. Take your time to picture yourself at that age in as detailed a way as possible. If your mind jumps off or takes you somewhere, notice that and just bring your attention back. Notice how we have the ability to focus our attention. So do that now and envision yourself as fully as you can at the time, at the age that you were at the time of the trauma. Now, imagine that you can go back in time and visit that younger self. See if you can actually experience being in the presence of that younger self. It is you today looking at being with that younger self. See how fully you can experience this image and your connection to that younger self. You know better than anyone what that younger self is experiencing. Now imagine that you could speak to your younger self. What would you like to say? Imagine the younger you is looking at you in this moment, and you are speaking to that younger self. What would you want them to know? Is there anything you want to give to that younger self? What do you think the younger self needs most from you? You know. Notice your experience here, this precious opportunity. Notice what's in your heart and mind. Again, what does the younger self need from you? What would you like them to know? Perhaps you find you don't want to talk to your younger self, or may have some other difficult emotion or response. See if you can identify what's showing up if that's the case. No judgment. Is it fear or anger, self-loathing? No judgment. Know that whatever you are experiencing in this moment, that younger you is probably experiencing it too. Allow yourself to understand this. Both of you are struggling. Consider softening and offer compassion and gentleness to both the you of today and the you then. You are trying your best. Allow yourself to just rest in this knowledge. There is no one better than you to understand this and to offer this to the you then and the you now. When you are ready, you can bring your attention back to the experience of breathing in and out. Bring your awareness to your body in your chair, your feet on the floor. Become aware of the room you are sitting in this moment. And when you are ready, you can open your eyes. Give yourself some space to review your experience with this exercise. If you did experience a barrier to offering compassion and support to the you of the past, just understand this tells you how great the struggle is for both you then and you now. Offer compassion to the struggle itself. If you were able to access compassion for the you in the past, or at least some understanding, consider the significance of that, of your ability to offer something so precious to you. We've explored, and you know, how isolating trauma can be, and how survivors can feel no one truly gets what they've gone through. Well, you do. And really, who better? Who better to really get it and to have your back? So, learning and giving yourself permission to show up for yourself in this way is an important gift from this work and from practicing self-compassion in the process.